It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me is Stephen Yates of the Good Neighbors 4-H Club of Johnson County. Stephen, how are you?
Pretty well, thank you.
First of all, who are your parents?
John and Alina Yates.
And how old are you?
14.
Where do you go to school?
I'm a part-time student, part-home school at Crest Ridge High School.
What are some of the 4-H projects you've done?
I had a shelf which went to state. I had a I've done several hams, including two reserve champion, two blue, and one grand.
Wow, that was at the county fair that you did that?
Yeah.
What are some of the other projects that you've been in 4-H since you've been in?
Well, I've been in archery, woodworking.
What would you say your favorite of all those is?
Probably hams, because I've been doing so well.
You do? It sounds like you've done real well. I bet the hams are good. Have you gotten to eat any of that you cured?
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing that you've done since you've been in 4-H?
Probably shooting and archery.
Okay. Have you won some awards? I know you mentioned the hams. Have you won any other awards?
Some of my projects went to state. Okay. Most recently, a wooden game board that I made.
Really? That's kind of cool. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yes, there are some fun projects, and if they're younger, they'll be able to go to 4-H camp, which is something that I unfortunately aged out of.
You haven't been to 4-H camp?
I went to 4-H camp, but I've aged out of it now.
Oh. I've been visiting with Stephen Yates of the Good Neighbors 4-H Club of Johnson County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO.